Well, sitting here with a couple of people from the band Trapeze. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Noah Galley.
And I'm Pete Wright, the bass player.
And in town, playing with Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
How are things?
Things are fine. Things are busy.
Yeah.
Very.
The Trapeze has been through Chicago already a couple of times before. Talking earlier, you played the Aragon once before.
Yeah.
That was the old Kinetic Playground.
Yeah, we did the Aragon with Captain Beefheart, I think it was. And then we played the Kinetic with Steve Miller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a good night.
So Chicago audiences are already familiar with the band.
Yeah, I should imagine, you know, like a certain amount of...
How long have you been together?
Well, we were a three-piece for about 3 years. And then Glenn... like the bass player, left to go with Deep Purple. And then we got Pete came in on bass, and we brought in another guitarist as well, Robert Kendrick.
So we're up to a four piece now.
How long has that been?
About 16 months.
Yeah.
This
is the second time the four piece band has been to the States.
Has it changed the sound much?
Just give it more guts,
yeah,
really.
More
it's
guts.
More solid.
Yeah. Also, we've added the sound engineer plays a synthesizer from the back of the room, and that, you know, gives it even more guts as well. So.
Uh-huh.
An added angle of sound.
Yeah.
You started out on the Moody Blues label, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your first release here was on Threshold.
Yeah.
And now you're with Warner Brothers.
Mm. The Threshold thing was, it was great when we started, because the Moody's were doing everything, but they got too big for it, really, you know, I mean, like, they didn't realise how big they were going to get, so they couldn't have anything to do with the affairs of the record company.
Uh-huh.
So they got an American guy in from LA to manage it, and the whole thing just... You know, for us anyway, just, you know, like just completely broke up.
I believe you had a release on Polydor also.
No, we had an album out, a first album out as a four-piece, because we're a four-piece band originally. Then we had the Medusa album out, and then You Were the Music, We're Just the Band on Threshold. We had three albums out for Threshold.
That came out here on Polydor.
Yeah.
But You're the Music, We're the Band.
Well, they're all sort of done for Threshold.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, there's the... it just brings us up to sort of Hot Wire.
That's...
the new one.
Fourth one.
Yep.
Just recently, this time, you've got two albums that have come out.
Oh, yeah, well, Threshold have bought out sort of a...
Is that older stuff?
Yeah, well, there are two tracks on it that haven't been... done before, but they weren't even finished.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they weren't finished tracks. They were just things that we got sort of unfinished in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And Threshold decided to put them on an album.
But one called Hot Wire is probably more representative.
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah, we weren't very pleased with the London thing.
How do you like the States?
I love it. You know, working everywhere. There's nowhere else like it. For an English band.
You like the audiences?
Yeah. American kids are much more into music and, you know, English.
You find them more responsive?
Yeah, very much so.
How do the English audiences differ?
There's not many of them.
They don't get so involved. Very laid back.
Uh-huh.
Sort of thing, and there are not the facilities anyway for, you know, for seeing
the concerts
bands.
The concerts aren't so well organized by any means, and there's not so many of them.
Oh yeah, the halls aren't as big either, are they?
No. The biggest is I think it's about 4,000 in England. it's ridiculous. They stopped holding, they won't let groups play the Albert Hall anymore, so I think you have to play, you know, there's a couple of places that hold about 3,000 people.
Uh-huh.
and that's it.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
About 10 years.
Yeah. What moved you to pick it up?
It's just a thing, you know, just...
That was about the time the Beatles first started.
Yeah, about the time the Beatles started.
Were you listening to the Beatles then?
Yeah, all the time. I think most, sort of, you know, musicians were... I think that's what really sort of started me, just wanting to play.
Uh-huh.
Just picking it up. And then you get gradually more and more involved in the thing.
Uh-huh. When did you start playing professionally?
About 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
5, 6 years ago, yeah.
Was Trapeze the first band?
No, they were just sort of messing about before, you know, for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, in silly bands.
How did you get Trapeze together finally?
Well, Glenn, myself and Dave were playing in one of these silly bands, and we decided we wanted to, you know, play our own stuff. So we got together with two other guys, and then we formed it was five piece, the Trapeze, five piece band.
Uh-huh.
And then we split from the other two. Well, we just fired the other two because we liked the sound that we were getting from the two guitars and the drums sound better.
How long have you been playing the bass?
About 10 years as well.
Yeah.
Started off on a six string guitar, and then we realised that you needed a bass player, so I moved on to bass and stayed there ever since. But I definitely prefer playing bass to anything else.
It's
a great instrument to play.
You have any favourite bass players?
Well, I like the funky type of bass players, but there's a lot of really good players around. Some terrific ones.
Uh-huh. You listen to any jazz?
A little bit, but not recently.
Uh-huh.
I like string bass.
Who are some of the groups you like to listen to?
Well, at the moment, I think everybody in the band likes Little Feat at the moment. Some of the boys went to one of their concerts.
Yeah, we went to see them in Cleveland about 3 weeks ago. Like one of the best American bands that really impressed me.
Uh-huh.
Really good. Really hot.
What do you think of the current music that's going around?
I like it because there's just anything that you want to, if you're into sort of country, there's a lot of good country bands. If you're into hard rock, there's a lot of hard rock bands. You know, you've just got the choice now. I like the situation as it is.
What do you think of some of the music coming out of Europe? Some of the more experimental stuff?
I don't like it. I'm not into, you know, I mean, that's my personal taste.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just don't like sort of electric music too much. And that's what's, you know, coming out of Europe a lot, is, you know, the sort of the electric things. I like Floyd. I mean, I love Floyd. Things like that. But I'm not into some of the German... some of the German bands.
Uh-huh.
Even some of the English bands that are doing it.
Hawkwind.
Yeah, I don't like it very much.
You like more structured music?
Yeah, you know, I like sort of more tuneful stuff. Like a more natural music.
What do you think of the glitter thing? You think that's dying out now?
Yeah.
I hope so.
With a bit of luck.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad that it never really caught on over here, because I mean it was really bad in England.
Everybody was doing it in England. All the bands were doing exactly the same. All the pop bands.
Yeah.
Dressing up with silver boots on. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Sticking glitter on the face.
Wow.
How about the theatrics?
If it's done right, you know, then it's okay. I think so. Like Bowie did it well. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, there are.
And play any theatrics in your own?
No, we're just a sort of a straight music band.
Mm-hmm.
No effects. You know, we just go out and play.
Who does the writing?
I do.
Right. you studied at all?
No, not really. It's just, you know, something that's come over the years. Just through listening to a lot of other people, really, you know, you just build up your own taste mm-hmm. and style.
Who have you listened to?
Varying from sort of Dylan, you know, like the, you get through the like the country stuff. Starting, you know, onto rock, blues, you know, just listen to a lot. You know, I like a wide range of music. Uh-huh.
What's in the future for Trapeze?
We tour over here till the end of December. We go home for Christmas. Then we come back in January for a month. Then we record a new album, probably over here. And then we probably do another tour over here. I don't know after the new album.
How do you like life on the road?
It's okay, but it, you know, it just knocks you about sometimes.
It's okay when you're health.
Yeah, I mean, I've just gone through a couple of weeks of really bad health. You know, just spent about 3 or 4 days in hospital. You know, when you're on the road and you're bad, because you can't get good food, hotels, you can't get doctors. You know, it's just a hassle.
It's got to be done though.
It's got to be done. Yeah. Oh, you know, there's nothing like it for a band like us. I think we prefer the road work, don't we?
Yeah.
How about when you record? Do you get into too much overdubbing?
Not really. We try to keep it to the basic, you know, like to keep the basic rawness of it.
Uh-huh.
But I think what we're going to try and do is... not on the next one, because I don't think we're going to have time. We're going to try and do a double album, and that'll be sort of the one after this, and do one side basic, you know, the sort of stuff that we do, then like another side with some experimenting on it, just to show, you know, like we also, you know, do this as well, you know, but like we're a basic sort of a rock band anyway, you know, with funky influences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people who come to see the concerts, they want to hear that sort of stuff on record. You know, like if you're going to go and see High Energy Band, then you buy the albums and they're all sort of slow and soulful. You know, but you get a bit, you know, pissed off. So we intend doing that with, you know, in the future.
Uh-huh. What kind of funky music do you get to hear in England?
Only, you know, American stuff, really, you know. You know, the black American.
Uh-huh. Is that having some impact over there?
It's just starting to, sort of the Graham Central Station, you know, things like this.
Uh-huh. You have bands over there, like Average White Band?
Yeah, they're very good. Scotch band there.
Uh-huh. How about Man, you like them?
They're good, you know, like, but they're a very sort of a heavy band, you know, like, some nights they, because they just do it, go out and jam. They're like a sort of an English Grateful Dead, really.
Right, and compare to that a lot.
Yeah, oh, they're very similar to that.
How about yourself? How do you like jamming?
I like it, you know, if you're in the right mood.
You do much of that on stage?
Not too much of it, do you? Yeah. Sometimes on an encore, you know.
Yeah, most of your music is arranged.
Yeah. You know, there's sort of gaps in it for, like, you know, to do a solo or something, and you can change, you know, just change that as you feel. But I mean, like, most of it is a set pattern. I think most sort of even Little Feet, they got a set thing.
Uh-huh.
I think you can get a bit too self-indulged.
Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No.
I think we covered a lot.
Thanks for coming up and talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And the best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And we'll look for you again in January.
Yeah.